Fine. Joining us on the line, Rama Warren Goldstein, Chief Rabbi of South Africa. Very good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners.
So how are you feeling this morning? I mean, you've obviously been working very, very closely on this whole thing. I know that you're part of a religious leadership meeting already last week. You asked for shuls to be closed. Yesterday, before this even happened, you sent out a communication giving very strict guidelines in terms of social functions. What do you think of President Ramaphosa's comments and initiative last night?
I think that what's important as a community is firstly to appreciate that the president has come out with strong, decisive leadership to protect the country. And his speech was multifaceted, both in terms of the safety of the country, but also addressing the incredible economic challenge that is going to emerge from this. But I think it was very reassuring to see a president who is decisive, and clear about it. And I think what we try to do as a community, which, you know, I've been pushing for the last 2-3 weeks on these matters, is also to be clear, decisive, and to ensure that safety comes before all else.
Yeah, but not easy. Not easy. What is your advice to community over the next 21 days? No, well, actually 23 days, because we start only in 2 days' time.
I think it's deeply unsettling for people and for all of us. We're all feeling it, in different ways. And of course it's unsettling. I think for many people, the most, frightening and challenging part of all of this is maintaining financial strength and being able to get through this from an economic point of view, because the impact on businesses is absolutely devastating. So the president did announce initiatives from a national point of view, but I think as a community, and this is something that I'm going to be working on in the course of today and the next few days, and that is dealing with other community leaders and business leaders within our community to see what we can do to help our own community to get through this from an economic point of view. And, you know, obviously I can't promise what the outcome of those is going to be, but I do want to assure the community that this is something which I'm deeply aware of, there's such a deep economic threat to our community, and we need to rise to that and stand together as a community, and it's something that we need to address. But I think at the same time, we also need to strengthen ourselves with positivity, and I think that there are choices that we need to make it's a choice to be strong through this. You know, understand, we all understand, and it's something that is obviously it affects us all, and it affects our children. But the message we need to give ourselves and to our children, to our families, to our friends, is to say that I'd even like to quote from a WhatsApp that my wife wrote on our family group when one of our kids was expressing concern, and she wrote there, "Don't worry, we will all be together. We will all be okay. We will all make it through this to the other side. You will all tell your grandchildren the stories on your lap. We will make memories, exciting times." And I think that message gave me a lot of strength. She was writing to our children, but it gave me strength.
But it's something we all need to hear, absolutely, because we all feel at different times.
We will get to the other side of it. You know, what we've seen in other countries around the world, you see in China and in Korea, it comes and goes, and it has a limited duration. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it does come to an end. But I think also at a time like this, what we need to really connect with is faith in Hashem. Because faith in Hashem doesn't mean that everything's going to turn out exactly the way that we want it, but it does mean that we believe with a deep and profound faith, like Jews have done for thousands of years and for generations, that Hashem is looking after us, we are in His hands, and that He loves us, and that He has a plan for us, and He has a plan for the world. And we need to, in a certain sense, make peace with the fact that we can't control this, and we don't know where it's headed. But we are in His hands, and we have each other, and we have Him, and it's something that we can get through. We have the inner strength to be able to do that. We can get through it, and we will get through it, and we will get to the other side of it. That is something we need to give ourselves, and to be telling each other, and to be telling ourselves, and to mentally, consciously make the decision that we are going to be positive and strong through this. Because that is a conscious decision. It's not a question of, you know, what's my mood going to be like today. And that's on the understanding, of course, that it is difficult and that we all do feel unsettled and uncertain. But we can, in uncertainty, also dig deep and find our strength and really connect together as a community.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. It's very vulnerable times, but very important that we understand and then we put it into perspective, I guess.
Yeah, and I think also, you know, there are many concerns that people have about sort of daily Jewish life over the next 3 weeks, what it means for mikveh and for bris and for all these things. I want to assure the community this is something that I will be working on nonstop over the next day or so to ensure and to do the best within my ability and working together with other community leaders to ensure that the dimensions of that we need to practice Judaism and to practice our mitzvahs, we will be able to continue to do that within the framework of the government regulations and within the framework of safety, and it's something that you know that is so important to us. And of course, prayer is so important to us, and that's, you know, I wanted obviously to remind people about tomorrow, that we've called on for a half day fast. Because tomorrow is the day before Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow night. And the day before Rosh Chodesh is called Yom Kippur Katan, the miniature Yom Kippur. And it's a day for a half-day fast and for prayer. And I want to say to people that we should all take, you know, let those who are physically able should take the half-day fast and use the time to pray to Hashem. And we've set up a link where people can take chapters in Tehillim. And let's see how many rounds of Tehillim we can get through as a community, storm the heavens, turn to Hashem and ask Him to bring the redemption and blessing to the world, because ultimately everything is ultimately in His hands. And so I think that's also a very important part of our response to what is going on.
Absolutely. So just give us details of participating in that. What are in the fast? What does it mean?
So what it means is that it means fasting for half day, which we put out the times on an email which I sent out to the community yesterday. Mm-hmm. for the different regions within South Africa, and that means, so for example, in the Johannesburg area, the Gauteng area, the fast starts at 5:05 and finishes at 12:13. In Cape Town it starts at 5:39 and ends at 12:51, and essentially, and other times for the other cities are there on the email that I sent out, but it's really a time for prayer and connection to God, and to really stop and say that when we look at a situation like this, we need a holistic response. You know, there is the medical measures which have to be taken. There are the economic measures which have to be taken. There are the emotional measures which have to be taken. And then there are the spiritual measures which have to be taken. And that is part of our response as a Jew. It's holistic. We don't only worry about the economics and the medical. We worry about our connection to God at a time like this and realize that we are in His hands. And so part of it is not only the fasting, but the main part is to pray to Hashem. And so if you've set up a link and people can go onto my website, chiefrabbi.co.za, and you'll find details there where you can click on a link and you can take a chapter of Tehillim. There are already we've already got commitments and we're finishing the book many, many times already, but let's see how many times we can get through the 150 chapters of the book of Tehillim together as a community. So take one chapter, take 10, take 20, take as many as you think you can say tomorrow, and then tomorrow that'll be part of the unity of all of us saying these chapters, these prayers of Tehillim, these Psalms, and that will unleash a tremendous spiritual energy, and we turn to Hashem and ask Him for His blessing and redemption on the eve of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Nisan, the month that is starting on Wednesday night, is the month of redemption and miracles. It's the month, of course, that we celebrate Pesach.
Amazing, amazing, and very, very inspiring indeed. Not easy times, but these are the things that will help us get through it successfully. We'll check in with you over the course of the next few weeks, just to keep us inspired and keep us focused on the right thing. Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein. It is 8:45. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem.